The title of today's message is, What's in Your Basket? And so what I've done is ask a special guest to help introduce the message. And this young lady is Milwaukee Mary.
Where is this place?
This is church, Mary. No, you'll be fine.
Hi. 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 Here's some taffy for ya. Be careful with my Gucci doll. You know what, Mr. Clyde? I'm missing a very, very important treasure of mine.
So what are you missing?
A gold pot.
No, no, I don't think any of these fine people
stole it. Somebody stole it?
No, they didn't steal
it. Do you have my pot? No, this one's a very special pot. It's a very special pot.
Oh, you're grinning off of it. Oh, I think I found the man who took my pot.
Oh, there's my treasure. Where did you find it?
It was just sitting here when I got here. I think you might have left it.
You know, you are in church. It's still good. It's still good.
Thank you.
I got my treasure.
Good. Well, Mary, I asked you here because I just wanted to borrow your cart for a little while.
No.
Well, I promise you'll get it back, and everything will be fine. We won't take any. I know it's precious to you. That's where all your stuff is, and I understand.
Can you trust him?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
These are my treasures. I can't be without them.
But this morning, we want to see and listen to what Jesus had to say about treasures, because we all have treasures. We all have things that we value.
These are my valuables.
I know. And if you just wait a little bit, and you'll have them all back, okay?
Are you sure?
I'm sure. And I want to thank you for letting us use your cart this morning. But
don't
we just
take my pots, because that's what I cook in.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to leave it right here.
All right, you leave it right there.
Are you sure I can trust him?
Yes.
All right, and then right after service, you can come back and get it, okay?
Are you sure?
All right, yes.
Okay.
We won't take anything.
Don't take my
pot. Those are your treasures, and we understand that. All right.
I'm going to trust you now.
Okay.
I'll take my flashlight. That way I can watch you.
Okay. Mary, thank you very much. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, these are words of Jesus. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we just pray that you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would open our minds and hearts, and that we would have understanding of your word, Lord, and that you would apply it to us, and that we may be convicted where we need to be convicted, or change our hearts where they need to be changed. Lord, help us to be reminded that you call us to seek kingdom treasures. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this famous, familiar passage comes from what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And that's where, and like I say, if you have a red letter edition, those words are in red, because that's what Jesus, these are words from Jesus. Now, in the Sermon on the Mount, what Jesus was doing was giving us a very clear picture of what the kingdom of God was like. And in today's passage, he's comparing kingdom treasures as compared to what I call thingdom treasures. You know, the problem with a lot of us is, you see, Jesus called us to choose the kingdom and to lay up for ourselves kingdom treasures. But you know what so many of us do? There's just a little word that we want to use, and that word is and. You see, we want kingdom treasures and thingdom treasures. But all the way through, Jesus calls us to choose the kingdom. And so it's not only is he showing us a contrast, he's calling us to choose the kingdom. You see, a little bit later in the same passage, he reminds us that you really can't have a passion for both. Because look at verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Mammon. So, it's not that we don't have treasure. And this morning I used the shopping cart not to belittle homeless people, not to make fun of them, because we feel for them. We feel sorry for those who put all of their valuables in a cart. But this morning what I ask us to do is to imagine for a moment that all of your possessions, all of your valuables, not just everything, you know, but the things that are most precious to you would fit into a cart. And so that's why I asked you this morning, what's in your cart? That is the question. You see, most of us, not all our possessions would fit in there. And if we're honest, most of our shoes wouldn't even fit in a cart, let alone all of our possessions. But think for a moment what it would mean if all of your valuables you had to put into a cart. You would begin to get a little more selective, a little more careful about what you value. So I want us to understand that it's not wrong to pursue treasure. Jesus said, in fact, we are supposed to pursue treasure. But it's what kind of treasure that we're supposed to pursue. You see, so for a moment, for this illustration, everyone in here has a cart. And it doesn't matter how rich we are, how poor we are, what kind of education we have. As we're going through life, we're filling up our cart. So what's in your basket? Yes. You see, we need to make good choices as we go through life. There's a familiar story of two sisters in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. And Jesus helps us understand in that passage that it's about choice. Luke 10, 38, the Lord and his disciples were traveling along and came to a village. And when they got there, a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat down in front of the Lord and was listening to what he said. Martha was worried about all that had to be done. Finally, she went to Jesus and said, Lord, can't you just see her? Lord, doesn't it bother you that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come here and help me. The Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. Now look at that, the last sentence. Mary has what? Has chosen what is best, and it will not be taken away from her. You see, sadly, Martha portrays so many of us. We're too busy with the kingdom to pursue the kingdom. The kingdom was right there in her house with her. He made the effort to visit her. And she said, "Well, Lord, I'm kind of busy right now. I mean, these dishes and the pots and the broom, I got to sweep the floor." Really? That's what's important. So as we go through life, what's in your basket? What's important? You see, listen to me. I know we all have kingdom stuff, and I'm not saying that we give away everything, we don't have possessions, but where is our focus? Where's our passion? You see, if we are so busy, if we're Martha all the time and we're always just focused on the kingdom, we got stinking thinking. Amen? Glad you're awake this morning. This message hits us hard, doesn't it? Because it hits us where we live. Now, as a preacher, you see, I got to say, if I'm preaching the word, you can't get mad at me because I didn't write it. You don't like what's being said, take it up with God. He wrote it. I'm just sharing it. But now, if I'm not preaching the word, that's a whole different story. Jesus told Martha she made the wrong choice. So we need to understand that pursuing kingdom treasures is about making right choices. You see, Jesus comes to us and he wants to fellowship with us. And it's a sad thing if we say, "No, Jesus, not now. I'm too busy with the kingdom to focus on the kingdom." Because remember what he said in our text, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So when we're choosing what goes into our basket, we need to do good works. The Bible has a lot to say about good works. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Matthew 5, 15 and 16. "Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who's in heaven." You see, walking in submission to Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to accomplish kingdom tasks which glorify God. You can't do kingdom tasks through your own effort. And I've said this so many times, if you can do it without God, it's not a kingdom task. Because it takes the power of the Holy Spirit, it takes faith, it takes obedience, it takes dependence on God to accomplish kingdom tasks. But you know, a lot of us confuse religious activity with good works. And I want us to understand that we can't do that. We can't just think that if we just do something religious, that will turn into treasure. Reminds me of the story of the pastor who was on a plane. And the plane was about to crash. And you can imagine what people started getting all scared, and somebody says, "Man, we need to do something religious." So the pastor stands up and says, Well, "I'm a pastor, I'll take care of that." So you know what he did? He started passing a plate for an offering. But just doing something religious is not what we're talking about this morning. 1 Samuel 15, listen to this. "But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of the rams. You see, he thought if he just did something religious, that would make everything all right. But you see, we need to be glorifying God. We need to do more than just do something religious. And we have to be careful that we don't go through life just trying to be religious rather than pursuing a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. For it is our walk with Him that enables us to do good works. You see, Saul had disobeyed God, and he thought, well, all I got to do is just do a little religious thing here, and that'll cover it all up. Now, hear this. Religious activities are never a substitute for loving God and obeying Him.
Yes.
So we need to understand that why we do things are important. Motivation is important. And that comes into that good works. So when we're filling up our cart, let's make sure that our good works and our good deeds are motivated by love for God and not just focused on doing something religious. Here's another thing I want to share with you. Don't confuse junk with treasure. You know, we've all heard that saying, one man's junk is another man's treasure. Our culture is constantly telling us what's valuable. Turn on the TV, turn on the radio, whatever. There's all kinds of messages saying this is value, this is value. This is what's important. Now, who do you think is the author of lies and deception? And you know what he asked us to do? He says, I want you to pick up that junk and I want you to put it in your cart and you carry that around with you as if it's valuable. And you know what? We do. So many of us do. But I want you to understand that Satan is a liar. Amen? John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and a father of lies. And you know, one of his best tricks is what I call his best trick of deception is to give us a memory problem. True story, you know, I'm starting to get older and I was getting worried about my memory. So I made an appointment at the memory clinic. And you know what? I forgot to go to my appointment. I had to reschedule because I forgot my appointment at the memory clinic. Oh, boy. But that's not the kind of memory problem I'm talking about. What I'm talking about that Satan does to all of us, here's what he does. Now listen to me. He tries to get us to remember what we should forget and tries to make us forget what we should remember. You and I have seen brothers and sisters go through life picking up garbage, putting it in their cart, believing it's treasure. Things like bitterness and anger and rage and resentment and unforgiveness. Man, we carry that stuff around with us, don't we? It's in there. We picked it up. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff. Now, who do you think told you it was good stuff? And you talk to that brother or sister, they act like it's something that happened yesterday, and you find out it was 25 years ago. We need to give that stuff to the Lord and quit picking up junk as we go through life.
Amen.
We need good stuff in that cart, right? Good works, treasures. Let's give that bad stuff to the Lord. Satan, like I say, Satan is a deceiver. You know, the Word of God says a lot of things. And here's some other important words from Jesus. Some of his last words in John 14:6. Here's what Jesus said. Now listen to this. Familiar passage. We all know it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Now think about that for a minute. These were some of his very last words with his disciples in the upper room. Last words are important, aren't they? The way. Most of you know I'd been down in Texas. Dee flew down and we drove back home. Friday, I missed a turn somewhere, I don't know, and guess where I ended up? In the cornfields in Illinois, I didn't know where I was. And everywhere I looked, you guessed it, corn, 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 corn. I had no idea where I was or where I was going. And I didn't really trust that lady who was talking to me in that little box. Jesus told his disciples he was the way. You've been lost in life. You look around, everything looks the same. You don't know where to go, what to do. Well, maybe I'll turn on the radio and somebody will tell me, or maybe I'll get a self-help book, or maybe I'll... Jesus is the way. He said that. He said, I am the way. We'll never need to be lost or confused because Jesus is the way. Not only is the way, what else did he say? The truth. I am the truth. Wow. See, most of us believe that truth is relative somehow. Truth depends on circumstance. Truth depends on situation. Truth depends on your culture. Truth depends on this. Truth depends on that. No, it doesn't. Not according to Jesus. He said, I am the truth.
Yes, sir.
You see, he is the truth whether we believe it or not.
Amen.
He is the truth whether it agrees with culture or not. He is the truth. You don't like it, you take it up with him. He said it. But so many of us fill up our cart with lies. We would rather believe a lie of Satan than the truth of Jesus Christ. That is so sad. Because you know what the scripture says? Instead of holding on to all that old junk, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. Amen? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we don't have to believe that junk that the evil one keeps telling us. When he says, you're not worthy, you're not this, you're not that, or you are this or that. Don't believe the lies. We need to quit being defined from junk from our past. So Satan causes us, or tries to cause us to have a memory problem. What does he do? He wants us to remember things that we should forget. But then also, he wants us to forget things we should remember. Psalm 25:6. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and his judgments, his uttered. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, if there is any praise, dwell on these things. So we can choose what to focus on. Now, you can choose to pick up that junk and put it in your cart. Call it treasure. Or you can choose to give it to Jesus Christ and let him give you reconciliation and peace and victory. You see, what we choose to put in that basket matters. Because there is going to be a test. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation, and no other foundation can be laid. Now listen to this. Some will use gold or silver or precious stones in building on the foundation. Others will use wood or grass or straw. And the quality, now listen to this, the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. For on that day, fire will reveal everyone's work. The fire will test it and show its real quality. If what was built on the foundation survives the fire, the builder will receive a reward. But if your work is burned up, then you will lose it. But you yourself will be saved as if you had escaped through fire. Now, my wife can tell you, my mind works a little strange sometimes. So I kind of envision it kind of like this. You see, we go through life trying to do good works. We're putting stuff in our basket. But then there's a point in time when there's going to be a test. So I kind of see it like this. There's Peter there. It's a big line. Everybody's got their shopping cart full of all their stuff they've been doing. Good works. Treasures. Peter says, next. So Clyde pushes his cart up there. So Jesus says, well, let's take a look. And he hits a button. Whoosh! There's this big fireball. So it reminds me, I was helping a buddy years and years and years ago. He got a barbecue grill for Father's Day. We had to put that sucker together, right? Yeah. So we put it together. We'd been working on it an hour or so. Then comes the big moment, right? We're going to fire that puppy up. Well, we didn't do something right. He pushed the button. Whoosh! Singed off his eyebrows, my hair, my hands and arms are all singed. You know, some of us are going to be like that in heaven. There's whoosh! Eyebrows are all gone. Our white robe's a little sooty. There's Peter with the fire extinguisher putting out a little spot. Well, thanks, Peter. We made it. But guess what? Our cart doesn't have in it what it used to. A lot of the stuff didn't make it. Because the Bible said it was wood, hay, and straw. It's going to be revealed by fire. But the words that we want to hear from Jesus is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We got to try. We have to make every effort to put quality treasure, kingdom treasured in our basket. Matthew 25:23, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over little, I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." So there's nothing wrong with gathering treasure, but it's what kind of treasure? So I ask you again, what's in your basket? So we got to have a good understanding, a clear understanding. Matthew 6:22 says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" So we're not talking about a physical eye. We're talking about understanding the mind and understanding. We have to get out of the mindset that we can pursue the thingdom and the kingdom. Now, we all have stuff, and that's okay. But what are we pursuing? What is our passion? Kingdom treasures instead of thingdom treasures. So that's what I ask God to help us shape our hearts. So that as we go through life, as we begin to fill up our shopping cart, that we put good quality kingdom stuff, good work. Kingdom treasures, kingdom passion, kingdom focus. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. We're almost done. Let's watch this video and then we'll have our conclusion. So as we come to the summary and conclusion, what's in your basket? What choices are we making? In a moment, we're going to have a time of decision where we can ask God to help us to focus on kingdom stuff, kingdom matters, kingdom treasures. Let us be kingdom people. Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you so much for loving us. Lord, we thank you that you have reminded us that we are to pursue treasure, but help us, Lord, to put the right kind of treasure. Help us, Lord, to focus on things that matter eternally. Help us to put the kingdom first. Lord, help us to be kingdom people. Lord, help us to be right-thinking people. Help us to make the right choices. Lord, it is so easy in our mindset, in our culture, to have the mindset of it's okay to pursue both the kingdom and the kingdom. But Lord, help us to put the kingdom first. Help us to put you first. For you told us that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we thank you so much, and I pray right now for those of us who are struggling with priorities, struggling to put the kingdom first. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to do that, that you would empower us through the power of the Holy Spirit to be your people. We ask that in your name. Amen. And as the worship team comes and they sing for us, I want you to spend time and reflecting. I know this has been a little different. I know we used a shopping cart, but the image is there. It's a very clear image that we, as God's people, need to be putting kingdom treasures into our carts, into our lives. Let's build our lives around the kingdom, not the thingdom. So let God speak to your hearts as we sing, as the worship team leads us.